Hey, hey, I'm Chris Bradley, singer-songwriter turned pro music producer. But it wasn't that long ago that I was fumbling to find my way through the new music industry and struggling to learn basic functions on a computer like copy-paste, let alone learning how to run a recording software program. Fast forward to today, and my small but mighty company, Boombox Productions, has clients worldwide, hundreds of sync placements, and credits including Warner Chappell, Sony, Lincoln, USA Network, and Fox. I created the Produce Like a Boss podcast to empower you to take your musical destiny into your own hands and become a self-produced artist. I focus on the business and mindset that comes with being an independent producer. Now, if you're ready to learn how to produce your music in a way that's easy, digestible, and simple to understand, I have a free workshop called The Songwriter's Guide to Producing the Simple Way that you're going to love. I break music production down in a way that's so easy, so simple, it's gonna blow your mind. Just visit producelegaboss.com today and grab your spot. Also, if you're enjoying the show, I'd love to get a 5-star review from you on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. It's super easy. Just tap 5 stars and drop a few words letting me know what you think about the podcast. And you can either share this on social media, so Facebook, Instagram, and you can tag me at producelegaboss, or you can email the screenshot to producelegaboss@gmail.com, and you're gonna automatically be entered to win a free consultation with me in which we can go over your music, your business, whatever you like. Speaking of 5-star reviews, I want to take a second and read this one from Purd is the Word. It says, Chris does an incredible job of packing in quality information to take your music to a professional level. And her videos are super short, so there's no excuses. She'll remind you of how many resources you have to make money in music. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And without further ado, let's jump into episode number 32, 5 Steps to Start Charging as a Producer. Really quick, before we jump into the show, I just want to take a second and thank our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Slate Digital and the All Access Pass. So many people ask me, what's in my tool belt? And what are some of the third-party plugins I go crazy for? And I don't skip a beat when I say that the Slate Digital All Access Pass is the cat's pajamas when it comes to producer tools. With this pass, you're going to get over $5,000 worth of pro plugins, synths, pro demo sessions in hip-hop, rock, and EDM, and amazing step-by-step walkthroughs with pro producers, easy to follow tutorials, and custom samples. Not only that, a lot of their software is modeled off of vintage analog gear that give your tracks that pro polish and shine. So if you're ready to take your tracks to the next level, head over to producelikeaboss.com/slatedigital and get your first 6 months for only $9.99 a month. That is the beauty of this industry, is that music is one of those things where it doesn't matter if you went to Berkeley or Full Sail or if you're self-taught, because the only rule is, does it sound good?
Do it like a boss. Like a boss. Do it like a boss. Like a boss.
Have you ever had somebody approach you wanting you to sing on, produce, or play on a track for them? The dreaded question presents itself, what do you charge? And you freeze up thinking, well, I love doing this. I'd like to make money doing this, but I haven't started making money doing this yet. And what do I charge anyways? It's nerve-wracking, am I right? You don't want to overcharge and potentially lose the opportunity, but you don't want to undercharge and not value yourself. So you're stuck and you freeze up. And your uncertainty shows, and your potential client sees that. Now, someone that was excited at the idea of working with you might be starting to doubt your capability to deliver. Because when you're uncertain, your client is uncertain. Imagine any other business where the customer asks the seller, what's your price? And the seller says, I don't know, $100, like whatever is fine. I don't know, 50. You would totally feel like this business was questionable. And I'm guessing that wouldn't give you the confidence to spend your hard-earned money with that person, right? So I want to break down 5 steps to help you start charging as a producer, or that could be a session singer or musician. So let's jump in. Number one, you have to build your portfolio. Having professional demos of your work is key when it comes to landing paying clients. Your work literally speaks for itself. That is the beauty of this industry, is that music is one of those things where it doesn't matter if you went to Berkeley or Full Sail or if you're self-taught, because the only rule is, does it sound good? So make sure you have a solid portfolio built. And that will probably mean that you'll have to work for free, either on your own music or other projects, until that portfolio is built. Remember, don't put the cart before the horse. You must have a high-quality representation of your work before you can charge for it. Number two, study the market. There are plenty of online marketplaces for musicians to get work. SoundBetter, Airgigs, Fiverr, Thumbtack, and so many more platforms are popping up on the regular. You can look at what other providers are charging and then compare accolades. So let's be honest, when you're first getting started out, you probably can't charge what Beyoncé's mix engineer is charging. So just adjust your prices to go with the flow of the marketplace. And with that in mind, when you first get started, you should be humble, but not cheap with your pricing. You don't want to be the discount producer. You know, plus, I don't know about you, but I personally shy away from dirt cheap products and services because I believe you get what you pay for. For example, you'll never catch me at a half-price sushi place. There are just some things I'm willing to pay for. Also, there are always ways to add more value without lowering your prices. So rather than being known for being the quote-unquote cheap guy, maybe you're known for over-delivering. What else could you do to increase your client's experience and make it more valuable for them? That might be offering a free alt mix. Personally, when someone hires me to do lead and background vocals, I usually go above and beyond. You know, they might just say, oh, I just need some harmonies in the chorus, but you know, I'm gonna make sure I get that harmony in on the second verse especially. And maybe I do some ahs and oohs that I stack up on the bridge, or, you know, definitely include some ad-libs, call and response harmonies, definitely give them some stuff they can play with as a producer. So now you're thinking not just like, oh, what sounds good like this, but what can I provide the producer with that they could turn into a sample and, you know, further manipulate. Just thinking five steps ahead of your client. What can you do to provide more value? Number three, social proof. So one of the really cool things about the online marketplace is the ability to show social proof. So it's kind of like eBay or Amazon. People want to buy from brands that are trusted. So make sure you over-deliver to your clients and get raving five-star reviews. It will definitely increase your leads because, let's be real, people want to go to the party that other people are already at. Number four, understand value exchange. Okay, this is a big one. You can set your prices, but understanding value outside of money changing hands is a big one here. So for example, you might come across a producer that wants to hire you as a singer on a track for an ad or for a trailer. They might offer to split some back end or royalties with you, or even offer you a cut of the master should the song get picked up. Now, this is totally your call, but a lot of times having some skin in the game is better than getting your $200 or whatever up front. Okay, a couple questions to ask yourself might be, what is their network? What accolades do they have already? And would it be worth it, keyword, listen up here, would it be worth it to extend my network by collaborating with them? Let that sink in. It's called writing up. Because you could miss out on a cool opportunity if you're always focused on money up front. Personally, if somebody with more accolades, more accomplishments, reaches out to me to collab, I take a very different approach than I would with a brand new artist, for example. Number five, systemize. Oh man, I wish I had this down earlier. It would have saved me so much time and so many tears. But when you're working with clients, you're going to run into a lot of processes that you do over and over and over. You're going to want to come up with some systems to help you navigate your workflow smoothly. This includes, but isn't limited to, having a pricing sheet for your services, having a deliverables sheet you send to your clients, which is just a checklist of things you need from them in their delivery to you. Producers, this will help you tons when working with singers. Having email templates saved and ready to go. Now, this is different than an autoresponder because you're actually going to go into the email template and just copy paste the meat of the message, and then you're going to customize it to each client you speak to. All right, y'all. Now that is the five steps to start charging as a producer. And just because I love you guys so much, here is a bonus tip. Are you ready? Be a pro. When you communicate with clients, they are turning to you to take care of their project. You need to own that and take the reins. Be confident in your correspondence, be communicative, and take the time to listen to your client's need. Remember, when somebody pays you to make music, you're not just a business, you're in the service business, baby. All right, so these are all the things I really struggled with in the beginning of my music producer journey. But eventually, after trial and error, I was able to turn this into my full-time job. my front hustle, because side hustles are so 2019. And now I want to help you. I've put together a mini course called How to Make Money from Your Home Studio with everything you need to start your business as a working producer and musician from home. In this course, you're going to learn where to find clients so you know exactly where to find your dream customers. You're going to get email templates on how to communicate with them so you're never at a loss for how to reach out to a potential lead or respond to one. You're going to learn about pricing so you know how to value your time and how to increase your pricing as your experience and credits grow. You're going to learn how to make money as a session singer and top liner, which is just another word for songwriter. You're going to learn how to make money as a producer and a beat maker so you can start getting your songs off of what I call the hard drive graveyard, where songs go to die, and into the world. I've even thrown in a couple bonuses, including a behind-the-scenes peek of a sync placement that I got, as well as how to create album artwork on Canva, and also a complete training on everything you need to know about online remote collaboration, including how to export and send files and communicate with other home studio bosses. All right, friend, I hope you got a lot of value out of this. As always, I'm going to take us out with the song I produced for the artist Finders Field called Come Play.
I can't get two cents for the things that they say, but they're made of money. Now ain't that kind of funny? Forget complaining, cause I'm miles away. Hey, pushing me down, cause I found my rhythm. Yeah, I've been messing with them. They're getting fed up, but I'm miles away. Don't you wanna come play?